Monday last week, but in a week before later. But he's gone to Florida, yes. He has a job down there. He worked there last year, so he's, I think he's doing number one. I think he's doing a wonderful job. And he's a nice young man, just in his 20s, and I think he's done a wonderful job.
I'm sure he does. And you say he preaches at this church down here?
You know, that was his home church all his life.
Oh, I see.
And he, yeah, when Reverend Tate said, if you don't want to preach, he'll put Park up to preach.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting to find somebody who really has a gift for it like that.
Yeah, I have to say he's been a number one kid ever since he was quite small. Well, he has a lovely family. His grandmother mostly praised him. She and his grandmother raised his mother because her daughter passed when they were young, and she raised him up. So they brought him in the church all their life, but it's kind of bad. They brought up in the church, but they don't care for the church very much.
Oh, is that right?
It's a plan, though. Plenty of young people, you can't get them to church.
Wonder why that is.
Well, there's so many worldly things for them to take side of, I guess I just don't care for it. You know, it's just like you got kids. You can send kids to school, but you can't make them learn, can you?
That's true.
No, you can't. All you can do your part. So that way it is with the church. You can teach them and tell them, but you can't make them take a home to get grown. Get grown now. What can your mother do to make you do that? You have a feeling, a sympathy for to do what you think right for them to tell you what to do. And that way I feel it is by the church. If you can bring a child up in the church and he get grown, he get out there, you know, the road to destruction is broad. The road leads to heaven is narrow. You know, some people like a wide road, that's most of what they do now. So that way they're the people. As they grow up, if they get out there and get with the word of things, they like some things. And they just get gone too far, I say. Before they decide to turn around. So that's the way I see it. What you think about it?
That sounds like it makes perfectly good sense to me.
Yeah, the people young, lots of people around here talking about the children smoking dope. I got children, but I can't make a mind. That's sad, do you know?
Sure is.
Yeah, that's sad. I know a friend of mine's got a girl just 14. She go to school, and her mother had to go to work, her and her husband separated. And it's 2-1 that she'll come home. When she come home, her mom and tell her not to leave them. Them don't do a bit more good than me and you talk. And that's them and them, then you know she just done got on the wrong road. And it's a plenty that happened. But did you ever thought about, you know, the Bible is fulfilling? The parents be against children, children against parents. Did you ever read it in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
But you know the Bible ain't gonna lie. They say God did, but I know he ain't did me, you and me, he's sitting here now. Ain't nobody gonna never make me believe that. Do you believe it?
What's that?
Do you believe God did?
You talking about the Bible?
Yeah, I'm asking you, you know, they had it out on the radio here.
Oh, you said God is dead.
Yeah, I said they had that out. I said if he was dead, me and you would be sitting here now.
That's true.
I ain't never believed that. Someone was going around and said, do you believe God did? I said, no. I says, who letting you breathe? I said, who woke you up this morning? Who brought you to sleep?